With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The search continues today for some 160 people still missing in the aftermath of those tragic floods that happened over the weekend in the Hill Country of Texas. And Governor Greg Abbott says that the search will continue until everybody has been found, a daunting task indeed. Up in Virginia, Governor Glenn Youngkin told reporters he's grateful and emotional after his own wife, along with some family members and friends, were stranded for a time and later rescued from those very flash floods.
These people are family to us, deep relationships, and therefore what happened in the wee hours of the morning on Friday has been devastating. The loss of life is just shocking.
Governor Youngkin's comments airing on WBBT in Richmond. AccuWeather, meanwhile, out with an estimate following those deadly floods.
AccuWeather estimates that the Hill Country floods over the 4th of July weekend did $18 billion to $22 billion in damage. The weather forecasting company said Monday that the estimate includes damage to homes, businesses, and recreation facilities, plus power outages, road closures, and physical health care costs.
That's Tayshia Stevens. Ben Thomas reports on some flash flooding in New Mexico.
A really big flood just came. Like a wall of flood.
Caitlin Carpenter tells KOAT she had been riding her motorcycle through the mountains of southern New Mexico Tuesday when the rain became too much.
Pulled over. I thought I would just wait it out. And it kind of just went from bad to worse.
The water of the Rio Ruidoso rose nearly 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Carpenter started filming.
That's when I saw the house coming down. The river.
Emergency crews carried out at least 85 swift water rescues in the Ruidoso area. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. A voice of reason at the United Nations.
Women's rights advisor Reem Al-Salem of Jordan is calling on the world body to define gender strictly by biology in an effort to protect women and girls. Al-Salem says, quote, "I never thought the day would come when the mandate would deem it necessary to prepare a report affirming that the words women and girls refer to distinct biological and legal categories. You cannot protect what you cannot define," she accuses the UN of trying to erase women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Also at srnnews.com, the IRS says pastors endorsing political candidates, juring services, should not risk losing their tax-exempt status. That would challenge the Johnson Amendment, a 1954 rule that barred tax-exempt groups, including churches, from political endorsements. The IRS and a Christian media group are asking a Texas court to stop enforcing that rule against religious groups. This is SRN News. More U.S. weapons are on the way now to Ukraine. Correspondent Charles de la Desma reports Russia has been continuing to launch hundreds of drones.
Ukraine's Air Force says Russia fired a record 728 Shahed and decoy drones at Ukraine overnight, as well as 13 missiles. The latest escalation amid mounting Russian aerial attacks in the more than three-year war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the city of Lutsk in Ukraine's northwest, that borders Poland and Belarus, was the hardest hit, while 10 other regions were also struck. Lutsk is home to airfields used by the Ukrainian army. Cargo planes and fighter jets routinely fly over the city. An Air Force statement said that Ukraine's air defenses shot down nearly 300 drones and 7 missiles, while over 415 were lost from radars or jammed. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More on these stories at srnnews.com.